Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. Chad and I are chatting with Jordan Roiburn, founder and editor of the Daily Gold. Now, Jordan, we're going to start off with some more short-term comments on the precious metals and then move to the big picture. Starting off again this week, the trend seems to be gold flat, even with a slight maybe upside bias, but the stocks, the gold stocks, continuing to sell off. Today is another good example of that, where we have gold down just slightly, about $3 right now, but we have GDX, that's down 2%. GDXJ, that's down 1.75%. Even silver, or the silver miners, SIL, those are down 2%, as silver is, well, that's also down, but again, not nearly as much percentage-wise as we're seeing the stocks, and that's been happening more or less day after day of this week. We constantly say that the stocks tell us the future direction of the underlying metals price. Jordan, does that mean we should all be expecting lower prices for gold and silver?
Yes. That's my one word answer. Yes, I do. Well, we've already seen silver. I mean, silver has been pretty weak. It's been more tied to the gold stocks than gold recently. I mean, good snapback move in gold, but I mean, it has some serious stiff resistance there in the upper 1700s. And I mean, I'm surprised it rebounded as much as it did, but I would, at this point, looking at the rest of the sector, I would not be counting on gold to move much higher. I mean, there's some stiff resistance in this area. So if it just rolls over a little bit, I wouldn't be surprised if in the next week, if one of these days we saw like a big decline, like down 40 or 50 bucks in one day.
Now, are we going to see the snapback that we saw already? Because gold went through that almost $80, I think, decline early in the week last week, even before the markets opened, but it rebounded throughout the week. Do we see similar action to that, or when we get a $50 decline, is that a new lower trading range?
Well, I mean, that's just a guess. I don't, as far as, you know, could it happen this week or next week? I'm not sure. I'm just looking at the price action closely, and gold, you know, a couple weeks ago or at the end of July, it failed at, there's, you have the 50-day, the 200-day, and also the 400-day. They're all in the lower 1800s. And so gold failed there twice. And then a couple of days later is when it really dumped lower. So, I mean, that's really stiff resistance in the lower 1800s. And, you know, obviously that flash crash we saw, you know, that cleaned out a lot of shorts. And so the market, it had a good rebound. It's continued more than I thought. But now there's very stiff resistance in there. So, I mean, as far as a trading range, I think if you're looking at the rest of the sector, I mean, we have GDXJ is breaking below 41 today. The Huey is broken below 250 as we speak. I mean, that's not good for the sector. That's telling you that gold is at least likely to retest 1675 at some point.
Well, Jordan, just off mic, you had some really interesting points that I'd love you to share with our audience. And that was some of the analogs you see to other periods of time where the Fed has hiked rates and what happened to the precious metals after that. And you had made the comment that, hey, despite all this bearish action and there may be some more downside, you don't even believe the real bull market has really begun yet. Would you mind sharing some of those analogs and what you've noticed historically, how things have acted after rate hikes from the Fed?
Sure. So there's 8 times the Fed has started a new hiking cycle. Now, 2 of those don't apply. I think they were in the early 80s where gold had a sharp rebound into those hikes. And of course, that was post gold bubble. And I mean, that was a real bubble because gold and silver were just up astronomically from where they started. We aren't even close to that from the 2000 low. So those don't apply. You have 6 other ones. You have 2 that were in the 70s that, where gold, I think both those times gold's low was actually before they did the hike, but obviously inflation was running both those times. And then the third real bull market was 2004. So that actually marked the low in 2004, was the Fed hike. And I think the gold quickly rebounded about 20% or 18% before it consolidated, for a year after that and then exploded. And then the other 3 times you have 1999, you know, the end of 2015, which are fairly similar. And then there was one in 1994. And so those other 3 times So two of those, it led to a a bull market, a real bull market 2 years later. But initially, those two times, 99 and the end of 2015 plus 1994, those three times, the average rebound was 30%. So that's pretty compelling. So, I mean, if gold trades lower, you know, into the 1500s before the Fed hikes rates, you know, let's say early next year, the middle of next year, I mean, that could lead to a significant rebound. I mean, a 30% from the mid 1500s, that gets you, I think, puts you above 1900. So we're still a bit away from that. And it'll obviously depend on conditions and market action, et cetera. But if we see the market continuing to trend lower because odds of the Fed hiking are moving higher, that to me is a good thing. That's going to lead to a V rebound ultimately. Now, as far as the big picture, yeah, I don't think the real bull market has started yet. And if you look at, you know, I have this chart that I posted on Twitter and in my updates where I look at a ratio of gold to the stock market, or even gold stocks to the stock market, going back 100 years. And the real secular bull market moves in that relationship in favor of precious metals. Those basically begin when the CAPE ratio tops out. And so if you look at, you know, 1929, 2000, and also I think there was one in the mid 60s, then of course 2016. I see a lot of similarities to where we are in the mid to late 60s, because if you look at, I mean, gold actually did the 1960s was unusual because it was a period where everything performed well. But if you look at a ratio of the gold stocks to the S&P, they were kind of consolidating in a range, trying to bottom out for years, and then they broke high. I don't have the chart in front of me, but I think it was towards the end of the 60s where it broke higher. So that's similar to today, because we did put in a significant low around 2016. But I mean, the real bull market in that case, you know, it didn't really begin until later in the 60s when the stock market stopped going up and everything else outperformed. So we haven't got to that point yet. I mean, that's when we get to that point in the over the, you know, next few years. That to me is when the real bull market in gold is going to begin. I mean, that's when you're going to see gold exploding much higher to new all-time highs. It's going to trade to $3,000, $4,000, or $5,000 an ounce, but we're not there yet. I mean, and I think that move will probably begin around the end of this economic cycle. And, you know, looking where we are here and now, we've had a significant correction in the sector. The gold price, I see significant support in the mid to upper 1500s. And, you know, we'll see what happens over the months ahead. If the Fed will ultimately hike rates, maybe that coincides with the low in the 1500s. And, you know, that could be a significant low, perhaps similar to 75 to 76, where you had that really sharp correction. And then after that, you know, you had a really strong move in the market. So I'm not predicting that, you know, we're going to duplicate that low exactly. But these are just the current thoughts that I have in my head. I am pretty firm, though, on that the real bull market hasn't started yet. And at the same time, that given the way things are trending, if the Fed hikes, that we are going to see a big rebound after that.
Jordan, it's an interesting thought to think that the real bull market hasn't begun yet. And I know sometimes people get off in the weeds with semantics and like how they define bull and bear markets. But for somebody that's listening to that and hears that, we're kind of at this interesting spot where, you know, there was a correction from 2011 to 2015. You see gold bottom around 1050. It goes up last year to 2089. Now it's corrected for a whole year. And the concern is, are we now in a bear market again? And so to hear, hey, the real bull market hasn't started, I guess just from a bigger picture, because you're using history as your guide, and history doesn't always repeat, but it often rhymes. Where do you see this actually going? And what's your time frame on that? Because a lot of people would think, hey, is this thing done? Is it cooked? How much higher could it really go? So when you say the real bull market hasn't started yet, what do you actually mean bigger picture on that?
Well, if you look at historically, the real bull, I mean, gold has had real bull markets when it has outperformed the stock market. The only time it didn't do that was 1985 to 1987. That was a good cyclical bull market. I mean, I guess we could call 2018 to 2020 a cyclical bull market, you could call it. I mean, 2016 to 2020, perhaps a cyclical bull market. So that's how I look at it. I mean, we haven't outperformed the S&P 500, but you know, gold has still, we've still been able to make some progress, and we're still, from a bird's eye view, we're still holding those. I mean, especially gold, you know, gold is still, you know, it's trading in the upper 1700s. It moved from 1050 to 2100. So it's still, I mean, this is not like a bear market on the order of 2013. Everyone's worried about that, but things are completely different, which, I mean, I can go into it in another interview, but I mean, as far as the timing and how much higher we could go, I think that, so looking out over the next 6 to 12 months, the catalyst is if they're going to hike rates. If they can hike rates, that to me is going to set up a real significant rebound. You know, whether that rebound leads to a, you know, a real bull market or not, you know, we'll see. But at this point, you know, that to me is when we will see at least a very significant rebound. And, you know, looking beyond that, the technical setup is very good for both metals, but it's a question of time. And so I think looking at this economic cycle, and this is just assessing probabilities, given that we only had a 2-month recession, you know, the last expansion was really long. You know, it doesn't appear likely that this expansion is going to last a whole lot longer. Maybe it only lasts 2 or 3 more years. As we get, you know, to the later stages of that, and maybe stagflation becomes an issue, or the economy's going to roll over again, and they can't cut rates, and it's, you know, they need to do more government spending, but the political will is not there. I mean, when you get to that point, that is when gold is really going to start to explode, when it's going to break out of the super bullish cup and handle formation. And as I said, I mean, trade to 3,000 and higher. So to me, that's, I don't know if that's, you know, 2 years from now, 3 or 4 years from now, but as we get to the end of this economic expansion, that to me is when, you know, we will see gold really explode. But, you know, you don't necessarily want to wait till that point if you're an investor, because it's possible that we can make a really, really significant low in the next 6 to 12 months. And you know, gold has a good, the Fed hikes, gold has a good rebound, you know, gold pulls back, it consolidates a little bit after that. It bides its time, and, you know, eventually it keeps moving higher, it explodes as we get to those problems. So that to me is the big picture view, that the people are saying, oh gosh, is the bull market over? No, because it really hasn't started yet.
Jordan, we're going to wrap it up there. Interesting concept there, and it is a lot of semantics, right? Is it a bull market? Is the bull market over? How does the bull market, or how does that market compare to other markets? It's, again, a lot of semantics, but overall, man, oh man, we are seeing these stocks get hit. Some of these juniors down 50, 70% from some of their highs. That's a lot of pain, and it really does have at least some investors scratching their heads saying, boy, oh boy, just how much lower could this all go? Jordan, thank you as always for your time. I'll post a link to your website, and we will chat again next week. Thanks for your time, Jordan.